Well, joining us now on the Midday Report special discussion about race and racism at a 10 minutes to one is Terry Oakley-Smith, the founder and CEO of Diversiteer, Diversity Training Agency. She's on the line from Johannesburg. Terry, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. If we look at that Penny Sparrow posting again on Facebook, the claim that black people are monkeys, I think, sums up what she said. Can someone who says something like that, someone who believes something like that, can they actually have that belief changed?
You know, first of all, I must just say that I was not in the least surprised, because in the course of my work, these are the kind of comments and remarks that one hears every day. And I think you too, Stephen, as a white South African, will know, I think, the dirty little secret that for all of us, this is a commonplace occurrence, hearing these kind of things. So, you know, the Penny Sparrow incident has brought it sharply to the fore, but I think all white South Africans know this. And for some reason or other, we find it almost impossible to call it out. When we hear our family or our friends passing these kind of remarks, somehow or other, it seems okay to just let it go by. And quite apart from any training that needs to happen and changing of people's attitudes, I mean, I think things can start off with us as white South Africans taking a very firm stand. And it's quite difficult and it's quite hard, but not nearly as hard as the pain of racism is for black South Africans. I think it's extremely difficult to change people's mindsets, to get back to your question, and that's very much what my work is about. And I should say that trying to deal with issues of race, even within a broader context of discrimination, is very difficult for white South Africans. If we start off, for example, in a training and talk about, well, you know, in what ways are people different, race almost comes out, you know, as the last possible thing. People don't know what to call each other. The issue of still calling people non-white. I mean, the vast ignorance around race is actually quite overwhelming. And I think that, you know, in order to change people's mindsets, and we won't always be successful, and the fact that there are people like Penny Sparrow, and that she certainly isn't an isolated incident, makes one very concerned about the future of our country, in spite of the reassurances from Raymond Suttner. I think it's up to us, as whites who recognize racism, to speak about it. In our business organizations, we need to really educate people about race. I've never, ever, in all the businesses I've worked in, I've rarely seen a policy around racism. It's something that people say, oh, we don't see racism, which is clearly ludicrous. We don't see race here. Is what I hear very, very often. So we need to educate people about race. It involves history as well. And I agree fully with what Professor Nomalisa from Rhodes was saying. Because I think that before we even get to trying to re-educate the likes of Penny Sparrow, we need to hold someone like that accountable. There needs to be access to the equality courts. There needs to be the imposition of fines, possibly even community service, something fitting for what she's actually done. And what worries me is that, I mean, there are numerous other examples of racism that have happened this year, and I'm just not aware of ever people having to do more than simply apologize. And I think we can see that from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that the apology doesn't help, and it generally goes one way.
Terry, during the mid-1990s, during what I suppose we'll probably call our rainbow phase as a nation, I think many people thought that diversity in schools would change everything. White racism, if you like, it might exist in the family setting, but it would be strangled in the classroom. That hasn't happened.
No, and I mean, it hasn't happened because in those schools that are integrated, the emphasis is usually on making black people fit in. In other words, assimilate, and in universities. I work in a number of universities as well as businesses, and it's very much about you can come here, you can be in our school, you can come to our university and study, but you need to be like us, you need to sound like us, you need to use the language we use. So it's very much a case of integration, of assimilation. It's not a question of integration. And I think we had this sense in the 90s that, you know, that getting rid of racism was somehow going to be an evolutionary process. It would almost be bred out of us so that by the time our children, you know, came 20 years later, then, you know, they wouldn't be racist because, you know, the country was so different. And, I mean, I do think that had we not had a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, had we instead had more of a Nuremberg situation, you know, we've got off scot-free as whites, Stephen. We've got off scot-free. We still own most of the economy. If I go into a shop together with a black colleague, I can tell you that I'll still be served first. Just the white privilege is alive and well in South Africa. And I think we need to be doing education not only in businesses, but I think it's very important in businesses, but in our schools and in our churches, our mosques, wherever human beings in South Africa congregate, even in our communities. Addressing racism must be at the forefront of what we're doing as South Africans if we want to really make the change we need to make. So that someone like Penny Sparrow, you know, wouldn't not only make a remark like that on Facebook, but would hopefully reflect before thinking about it.
Terry Oakley-Smith, thank you very much.